Yes, sir.
So many people are just hurting fires for their homes, for their loved ones. So much to pray for. God is so good. He's answered so many prayers.
Yes.
He's answered so many prayers since I've been coming here.
Amen, brother.
He's just so good.
Yes, he is.
He's so worthy.
Amen.
All you got to do is stick up your hand
yep.
and say, I love you, Lord. Please, I love
you. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah, brother.
Anybody in the church can do that. Kids can do it.
Yep.
Old folks with broken backs can do it.
Amen.
Jerry can do it. Anybody can do it.
Amen.
That heart, all you got to do is tell it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, like he included you with old folks with broken backs. Amen. Mark, me too, brother. Mark chapter number 4 tonight. Mark chapter number 4. And no, I am not preaching another message about the boat ride. Mark chapter number 4, we're going to look at a different portion of Mark chapter 4. I don't know telling how many sermons I have preached from this one chapter in the Bible. But I felt the Lord stirring my heart this way. Friday, I was sick all day long Friday. And you know, when you're sick, you just don't feel like doing nothing. So that's exactly what I did. I did absolutely nothing. But I was laying on the couch watching TV. And I was watching Bonanza. And somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
I was watching Hoss and Little Joe, Ben. I was watching them, you know. But if you ever notice, if you ever watch TV during the day, especially on that channel, it's all old people commercials. Every commercial is about a hover round, a step in tub, a help I've fallen and can't get up. But I just lay there and I got to noticing. I thought, am I the only man under 50? Or I'm not under 50, but let me rephrase that. Am I the only man that's not on Social Security yet that likes Bonanza and Gunsmoke? But every commercial was about getting old, and I laid there thinking, that's me. ain't going to be long, that's me. But I got to noticing how many advertisements or commercials there were for heart healthy stuff. Medicines that's good for your heart. The medicines scare me, by the way, when they start naming the side effects. I would rather have the illness than some of them side effects. Amen. And in every other commercials, if you or a loved one have taken such and such and died, you may be liable for some money. You know, so that stuff worries me. But all this heart healthy juice and heart healthy. And I got there and I got to think about it. And I wonder how many of us are heart conscious? Heart conscious. We ought to be. We ought to be. I ought to take better care of myself. I guarantee I run like crazy. I don't eat right. It's impossible to travel and eat healthy. You can't do it. There ain't no such thing as healthy fast food. They just don't make it. It's greasy, glorified dog meat just about everywhere you go. Amen. And one of my favorites, Taco Bell. They say that's the worst grade of meat you can legally serve. But I love some chalupas, amen? But anyway, it's hard to eat right. But I was laying there thinking, and I thought about this parable. Well, I'm going to read half of it and then talk to you a little bit and then read the other half of it. But I got to wondering how many in our churches are not spiritually heart healthy. Bible said man looketh on the outward part, but God looketh where? Anybody know? On the heart.
Amen.
The very seat of our emotion. That very part of us that makes us us. We can put on our church clothes. We can put our King James Bible under our arm, but God's looking at our heart.
Amen.
In Mark chapter 4 and verse number 3, Jesus begins this parable. He says, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now let's stop right there just for a minute. He's going to go on and explain his parable in a few minutes. But I was laying there on the couch watching them old people commercials. I got to thinking how sometimes I feel like this guy in this story. I feel like this soul. I feel like I'm going through my life and through my ministry and traveling around this country and up and down the aisles of this church week in and week out. And Brother Charles, we're sowing. We're sowing. Brother Freddie, we're sowing in that Sunday school class. We're sowing the seed. He'll tell us what the seed is here in a few minutes. If you know your Bible, you already know what it is. And I thought about how much I feel like this guy, this guy he called a sower. How it seems like some of it is getting in on the good ground. But some of it's getting in on the hard ground. Some of it's getting choked back by the world. Amen. You ever feel like that in your life? You just feel like you just give it out and give it out, but it just ain't taking hold. Let me put it another way. Do you ever feel like you're talking in vain?
Amen.
Do you ever feel like Charlie Brown's school teacher? Womp, 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 womp. Well, you might as well not be saying anything. Because you pray your heart out. You pray hard. And they're listening, but they're just not getting it. And you want more than anything for somebody's life to change.
Amen.
You want more than anything for somebody's spirit to change. You want more than anything for somebody's outlook and demeanor to change. You want more than anything for somebody's marriage to change.
Amen.
But it just seems like the seed goes in one ear and flies out the other. Now, I know it's baptism, and usually we teach on baptism when we baptize, but I'll hit that a little bit before we do. But tonight, I want you to think about these four types of ground. And see which one of them most resembles your heart. See which one of them most resembles your heart. I was thinking the other day, I was preaching my heart out, and people tell me, I'm afraid to go in the balcony during the service. I'm afraid how mad I'd get. People tell me how many people are sitting out here. By the way, you sound me and they can see everything y'all doing. But they tell me about how everybody's on the internet and on their phones. And I'm here preaching my guts out. And I'm thinking, Lord, they're just not getting it. They're not hearing. And the Lord told me the other day, He said, the hearing ain't the problem.
Amen.
The hearing is not the problem. They hear you loud and clear. They have no choice but to hear you. It's not the ear, it's the heart.
Amen.
It's not the hearing, it's the ground that the seed is falling on. And I'm going to preach hard to you tonight, but I'm going to preach some truth. Amen?
Amen.
How's your heart tonight? How's your heart? I like what old Jehu said when he's driving that chariot. He said, hey, come with me. He said, is your heart right like my heart's right? Son, that's a bold statement, ain't it?
Amen.
That's a bold statement. I guarantee you, every one of us in here could say, my heart could be a little more tender toward God. I remember when my heart was a little more tender toward God. I remember when I sang my heart out like them little kids did. I remember when I lifted my hands and wept in the service and testified. I remember when things were a little bit different than they are today.
Amen.
Now somehow I've just got mean and critical and bitter and judgmental. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. How's your heart? Jesus is going to explain this parable. I'm not going to preach long. I don't have much gas. But I'm going to preach just for a few minutes on these four hearts. He goes on and explains this parable. Won't you look in verse 15? Or we'll look at verse number 14. He said the sower soweth the what?
Word.
He's explaining the parable. The sower soweth the what?
Word.
Stop right here before we even get to that first heart. As long as we got this.
Yes, sir.
If you come in here and I've got some kind of new Mickey Mouse version, fire me. Amen. Go somewhere else. We're not changing to the next new thing coming down the road. As long as we've got this, you may not have the greatest preacher in the world. You may not have the most brilliant Sunday school teachers in the world. But as long as we've got this, we ought to be getting the Word. Amen. And by the way, it's your job to get some of that Word on your own.
Amen.
You ought to open that thing through the week. You ought to open it every day and just read a portion anyway. Amen. By the way, the sower was sowing what?
The Word.
The Word. Let me ask you a question. Was anything wrong with the Word? Well, nothing wrong with the Word. I don't think there's nothing wrong with the soul. It was just where the Word was falling. Have you ever heard of it falling on deaf ears? Again, the Lord said it's not the ear, it's the heart. It's the heart. That's why we sit in a service like this, and some are touched and some are not. Some will come to the altar and pray, some won't. Some leave better than they came. Some refuse. It's not the ear, it's the heart. There's an old hymn we used to sing, "Is thine heart right with God? Is thine heart right with God?" Now, I'm gonna hit these four hearts right quick, I promise. But listen, if your heart's not right with me, your heart's not right with
That's
God.
Right. Amen. Amen.
And I just picked me to keep from picking anybody else. Amen. If your hearts aren't right with each other, you're not right with God.
That's right.
And don't look up here with that fundamental Baptist attitude and say, "Well, bless God, it ain't my fault."
Come on,
Amen.
Who cares?
That's right.
That ain't what Jesus said at Calvary, was it?
Amen.
I didn't do nothing wrong. Why should I apologize?
Amen.
No, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you need to forgive somebody for your sake.
Amen.
Not just so they'll feel better about themselves, so you'll feel better.
Amen.
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 How is your heart? Is your heart right with God? As far as you know, I remember we used to have conference, brother, when I was growing up. Our church had conference, business meeting. Wednesday night business meeting. First Wednesday night of every month. It didn't matter. If ain't nothing changed in 50 years, we was having a business meeting. First Wednesday night of every month, we had business meeting. And they always asked this question, and I always thought it was funny. He would ask for a show of hands of everybody who was in peace and fellowship with the brethren. As far as you know, with all your heart, if you're in peace and fellowship with the brethren, let it be known by saying "I." Every one of them lying Baptists would say "I." They just cussed one another out yesterday.
Amen.
Hey, I'd like to be able to stand here before you tonight and honestly say, I ain't mad at nobody.
Amen.
I really ain't. I ain't mad at nobody. There's people I'd like to jerk around a little bit, but I ain't mad at them. Amen. I used to jerk my kids around all the time, but I wasn't mad at them. I just had to straighten them up. Amen. As far as I know, I don't have an awe against anybody. And as far as I know, right now, the thing's pretty good. Ain't nobody got one against me that they're telling me about. So, amen. So things are going pretty well. But I'd like for you to be able to stand. You know how peaceful that is? I don't see how, if you're a Christian and you've got trouble in your heart with a family member, a friend, a church member, and you can lay down your head on your pillow at night and sleep.
That's right.
Something's not right.
Yeah.
If that thing don't eat at you and gnaw at you, something ain't right.
Amen.
Well, how's your heart tonight? Won't you look at verse number 15? I'll hurry up. The Bible said, "And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." First heart I want to look at tonight, just for a second, is a deceived heart. A deceived heart. Man, the devil will come and rob it from you. How many of you knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
How many of you have a hard time even concentrating in church? Come on. Your mind adrift? Probably to something bad.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Yeah.
How many of you ever have a hard time praying?
Yeah.
Because of thoughts coming in your head. Am I in here by myself? Or is it only just a few of you that pray? Amen. I guarantee if you got any kind of prayer life, you'll have every kind of mean old thought you can think. Amen. That's where the devil is, man. Listen, as long as they're singing, hallelujah, I'm for it. Y'all know I am. I love the singing. Oh boy, you'll shout and have a good time. I'll go to preaching.
Yes. You're right.
The devil says, "Hey, you got text. Somebody's friended you on Facebook." He'll put something else on your mind.
Amen.
He'll put something else on your mind. Why? He doesn't want the word the seed of the Word of God. He doesn't want it finding a lodging place.
Amen.
You know what the devil will do? He'll deceive you and say, you don't need that.
Amen.
Boy, it'd be good if somebody so-and-so was here.
Yeah.
You reckon God don't know who's going to be here?
That's right.
You reckon God is so far off that He ain't got a clue who's going to be here and who is?
Amen.
He knows exactly who's here.
Amen. Yeah.
Or you'll sit there and you'll say, ooh, boy, I hope Sister So-and-so is listening to this. You say amen or oh me. But I hope they're getting this.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Wonder how often do we look and say, Lord, is it for me? You know what the devil's doing? He's deceiving you.
Amen.
And there's a lot of preachers. I don't really worry about y'all being deceived by some of these false preachers. I don't worry about you not somebody get sideways with me right here. I don't worry about you jumping on the Osteen bandwagon.
Amen.
I don't worry about you jumping on the Oprah bandwagon. Y'all okay?
Amen.
I mean, you're pretty rooted and grounded enough in your Bible. You know a phony when you see one.
Amen.
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 But our biggest danger of being deceived is deceiving our own self.
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever lied to yourself so much that you believe it?
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 18, the Bible said, let no man deceive himself.
Amen.
You'll sit there and tell yourself, your heart's fine.
Amen.
Your heart's fine. You're right with God. It's everybody else that's jacked up.
Amen.
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 You're right with God. You're right where you ought to be. I wonder if we've been deceived. I wonder if we can get around this altar tonight and say, God, has my heart been deceived? Lord, is there something? You search my heart, Lord. Is there something that needs to be done? Amen. A deceived heart. I've been deceived. I've deceived myself. Amen. I have deceived myself. I've got to the point now when I'm in church and another preacher's preaching, I tell the Lord, plow it, God. You whatever, you work in my heart.
Amen.
You work. Sometimes preachers and leaders get things, we don't need this. We need it too.
Amen.
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 Amen. We get so busy serving God, we forget about our relationship with God.
Amen.
And God says, hey, I'll never forget Buddy Blunkall was preaching one time. We was in Connecticut. That place I get sick every time I go, even in the summertime. But I was in Connecticut, Brother Buddy Blunkall. He preached a message, told a story about his daddy dying, and he told a story about Mary and Martha. He said, sometimes you just got to stop and be Mary for a while. Sometimes you got to stop being so busy and be Mary. How long has it been since you spent some time at His feet?
Amen.
Really opened up your heart. Be careful, we'll wind up with a deceived heart. Then in verse number 16 and 17, the Bible said, and these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward, when affliction, now watch this, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are, say the word, offended. I would like to say there was a deceived heart, but then I believe we can see clearly a disturbed heart. A disturbed heart. We're not getting what we want, what God wants us to get from His Word, from the preaching. We're not getting what we're supposed to be getting from the singing. Hey, do you know we ought to be growing spiritually?
Amen. Amen.
We ought to be growing. I mean, all of us, not just these I'm fixing to baptize, but we all ought to be growing spiritually.
Amen.
But it seems like people get saved and better they take a growing spurt and then they hit a wall. Bam.
Amen.
A lot of times I think they get disturbed. And I'm not making light of that. People will hurt you. You understand that? People will hurt you. Baddest, some of the meanest people I know.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, they despitefully use one another and slander one another and talk about it. And I'm thinking, are y'all crazy? Them drunks at the bar get along better than that. But people get their feelings hurt. And you've got feelings. I don't care who you are. Amen. A lot of preachers make light of people getting their feelings hurt and they got a big pacifier and all. I don't do that. I understand you get your feelings hurt. But when you do, you've got to get over it.
Amen.
If you've got a deceived heart, you've got to get past that. If you've got a disturbed heart, you've got to get past that. Amen. You've got to say, Lord, help my heart get right. Why? So the seed, the word, can find lodging place and grow.
Amen.
And become something in my life and produce fruit.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to ask God to fix our heart. We've got to ask God, God, I've got a heart problem. Can you help me with my heart problem?
Amen.
Did you know, I don't care if you've been saved 50 years, He can still help you with your heart problem.
Amen.
Hey, if we're not careful, every one of us, we'll get a little hard.
Amen.
We'll get a little hard toward each other. Amen. We'll get a little hard toward people, sinners. Oh, yeah. It's because our hearts done got stony. It's done got stony. Remember how tender your heart was when you got saved?
Yeah.
Y'all talk to me. Y'all remember when you first got saved? Man, I laid on my face every day and cried, begging God to save everybody I knew. I did. I said, God, I pray You'd save old Scott. And God, I pray You'd save Timmy. And I pray You'd save Keith. I prayed for every one of my friends every day. I mean, I wept crocodile tears praying for my lost friends. Tender, tender heart. Lord, show up in a service like this tonight. Whoo! Stacy told me one day, how long have you been in church now? 5 years?
7 years, 8.
Has it been that long? I thought it was 5 years ago Brother Jay died. Anyway,
7 years.
Brother Stacy told me not long we was hunting together after he joined the church. He said, you ain't done nothing but make a crybaby out of me. When you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart, He'll tenderize that thing.
Amen.
It's like taking that old tough piece of meat and laying it out on the counter, taking that old hammer and beating that thing. Boy, it'll tender that old heart right up. I love tender-hearted people.
Amen.
Amen. I'd much rather have a church full of crybabies.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Than hard-hearted.
Amen.
Holy Ghost can't touch them.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
A deceived heart. Some have got a disturbed heart.
Amen.
And some of it ain't where you just got bitterness. Some of it, it's legitimate.
Amen.
I know people, and I got to be careful because we've had some people with family die just recently, so I ain't talking about you. But I know people who mourn too long.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on, amen.
He said again, I'm being careful. I know people whose hearts have been disturbed by the death of a loved one. And I'm talking about 20 years later. I know you never really get over it, but there is a place where you can get on.
Amen.
Amen. Especially when you know they're in heaven and you're going to see them again. I'm not making light of anybody, but I know people who can't worship God. I know people who say they're saved and they're bitter and they're angry today at God because God took somebody out of their life. Hey, you'll never know no joy. You'll never know no happiness with a disturbed heart.
Amen.
You're going to have to ask God to fix that. Amen. Did I mention He's a heart fixer?
Amen.
I serve one who can fix a disturbed heart tonight.
Amen.
Or He can fix a deceived heart. Oh, He can fix that. He can clear that up for you right here tonight. Amen. Let's look at that third verse number 18. I'm trying to hurry so we can baptize. But somebody needs this tonight. If you don't, I do. Verse number 18. Verse number 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. We looked at that first heart and said that was a picture of a deceived heart, where the devil just flat came and stole the word away. That second heart's been offended, persecuted, or afflicted, and they got a disturbed heart. I want you to notice this third one tonight. I believe we can see this as a distracted heart. A distracted heart. Do you ever get distracted? He said the cares of this life. Life can pile up on you that's so heavy you can't even sit in church and hear God speak.
Amen.
Are you so distracted that you really can't stay off your phone for hours?
Right.
Are we okay?
Amen.
Are you really that distracted? Hey, we ought to pray, God, take away the distraction. God, I'd rather do away with the distractions, the cares of this life and all the stuff and the riches. I'd rather have You.
Amen.
Amen. People get so busy, they forget about God. People can't come to church, not during the summer. Because they got a place at the beach and they got a place at the lake. And they got a timeshare in Miami, and you know what I'm talking about? They just go and go. Hey, I'm not against a vacation. I'm fixing to take one. Amen. I'm not against a vacation, but I'm just saying we get so busy with all our stuff, all our things, all our baseball and our softball and our gymnastics and karate. And I love my grandboys take karate and my granddaughter takes gymnastics. I'm not against that stuff, but we get so wrapped up with all the things. And we get distracted.
Amen.
I know I'm telling my age. I'm 51. I'll be 52 this year. But it wasn't that long, Brother Charles. I remember when life was a whole lot simpler. A whole lot simpler. I laughed at Brother Clint tonight. I was walking down the aisle and I saw his daughter sitting in the pew and she had a phone playing a game. I said, man, it wasn't like that when we was kids. I said, we had things called trucks. We played games in church too. Hangman.
Yeah.
And tic-tac-toe. And if you've done it in a songbook, you got a whoop. Amen. Yeah. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We're just so distracted by everything. Technology has gotten so crazy. It's hard to get your kids' attention.
Yeah.
Amen. Distracted. We ought to pray, God, if my heart's deceived, show me. Shed some light on it where it's been darkened. God, if it's disturbed, would you heal it? And Lord, if it's distracted, Lord, help me to get my focus and my attention on you. Help me to get my focus. Some of y'all are so busy right now thinking about where you're going to go to eat when church is over.
Amen.
What about what God's trying to feed you right
Amen.
Now?
Amen.
I'm not being ugly tonight. I want you to get fed. I want you to get help. Amen. I want you to get help. Some have got a distracted heart. I am easily distracted. Very easily distracted. I had ADD before they invented it. And I didn't have Ritalin. My mama had a belt and a hickory. And I was sick all the time. Had a disease and I got a whooping for it. I guarantee you that if it had been today, they'd have diagnosed me straight up, ADHD, I promise you. And I got whippings for being hyperactive. That's what I was called, amen. It didn't hurt me none. But I was telling you, I get distracted easy. You see? I think about all them beatings and got distracted. But I have to be careful. I have certain music that I play while I'm reading my Bible. If I don't play that music, if it's silent, I ain't reading my Bible. My mind would be riding a horse somewhere.
Yeah.
How bad grass needs cut. I'll hear every bird chirp in the woods. Little Tweety birds like that sound like pterodactyl. Probably all a little bit like that.
Amen.
Amen. Old Ben Rochester made a CD instrumental. He's playing every instrument on it. I got that CD. And I got one by old a piano guy, Kerry Schmidt. And boy, I just hymns. Just listen to that. Real soft. You know what it does? It helps drive that evil spirit away. Amen. That kind of music's pleasing to God. And it helps me when I'm reading my Bible. It'll help you too. Amen. Help you from getting so distracted. There are times when I've got to stop and I've got to study. I've got to prepare and I've got to get ready. Sometimes somebody will say, I called you three times, you didn't answer your phone. I was talking to somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What did we do before we had them stupid things?
Yeah.
If I'm just going to the store and leave mine at home, I'll turn around and go back and get it. My heart. I'll never forget Brother David Gibbs preaching that message, Brother Freddie. Speak, Lord. How often do we stop and say, okay, Lord, speak to my heart. And I wonder if he says, I've been trying. I've been trying. I've been speaking to you over and over. But you've deceived your own self. You're convinced that you don't need me to move in your heart. You wouldn't admit that. But you're disturbed and hurt. You're distracted. There is one heart in this story we ought to desire.
Yes.
Once you look at the last one in verse number 20. He said, "These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. The only difference in that last verse and all the others that we just read was the condition of the ground. The only difference, same sower, same seed, different ground. Good ground, I would say, would be prepared ground. Anybody have gardens growing up? Kids are going, what's a garden? Yeah, we raise gardens. I mean big gardens. That's three every year, big old gardens. And one of my jobs was to pick up what? Anybody know?
Rocks.
That's what we grew every year. I ain't lying. You pick up rock after rock after rock and go back next year and them same cotton picking rocks in that garden. But every year. We didn't just go out there and get the seed out of the barn and go out there and throw it around on the garden. No. Papa got the plow out. And he sunk them hairs in the ground. And he started breaking that dirt up. And had me walk along behind picking up rocks. You know what he's doing? He's preparing that ground. When we come to church a lot of times, and I'm afraid we say, "Well, I really didn't get nothing out of that." Wonder if you were prepared to. Wonder if you were prepared to. I wonder, did you pray before you come? Think about it seriously. Well, we ought to. Kids used to sing that song, "Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary." Y'all remember that? "Lord, prepare me." I wonder how much time we spend preparing ourselves. You'd be amazed at how much more you'd get.
Amen.
If your heart was prepared.
Amen.
If you come in like a little bird spiritually with your mouth open saying, "Okay, God, what you got? Pour it on.
Amen.
Give me a double portion. Load me up." How's your heart tonight? Simple question. How's your heart? Wouldn't hurt to talk to the good doctor tonight. Have a little checkup. Is my heart deceived? Is my heart deceived? Listen, if you catch yourself a lot of time pointing at everybody else and where they're messing up and what they ain't doing right, your heart probably is deceived. Because that means you've got a little self-righteous, and we can all do that. Got a little self-righteous, start pointing others out. That's to keep the focus off yourself. So you probably are a little bit deceived. Hey, ain't no shame in it. I just don't tell God, "Lord, help me. If I've got a deceived heart, Lord, help me. Lord, fix my heart, a disturbed heart." God can heal that. A distracted heart. Some of you. Whew, I worry. Especially when our teenagers get up that boyfriend and girlfriend age. That's all they can think about. You know what that is? It's a distraction.
Amen.
I wouldn't date till you're spiritually ready.
Amen.
Amen. And I'd say that'd probably be about 30. But we're so distracted. There's so much going on. In this world we're living in, I mean, if you just listen to the news for a little bit, it make you want to vomit. And it's horrible. I never lived in a day when people just walk down the street shooting the policeman. It's the craziest stuff I ever heard. Then you watch the political stuff, and oh my goodness. It's a wonder I've got a television left that hadn't been thrown through a wall somewhere. So it's just, it's discouraging and it's distracting. We need to ask God to take those distractions away.
Amen.
Amen. So God can give us that last one, a discerning heart. A discerning heart. A heart that when it hears the word, it receives it. Brother Charles amazes me, and I'm done. I guess we could have a little altar call if y'all want to come and sing a verse, Ashley. Brother Charles amazes me. How old are you now, Brother Charles? 68 years old. We'll be riding down the road or talking. He'll say, "You remember that message you preached?" Then he'll shoot off a title. I'd say, kinda. And he rattled points off Brother Freddie like he just heard it yesterday. He's retained all that. He remembers it in his head. I'm going to tell you sermon after sermon after sermon, not just mine. He can go back and tell you something J.M. preached 30 years ago, 35 years ago. Tell you the points, illustrations, whole nine yards. He's got it. Well, wouldn't that be something if we retained it like that?
Amen.
God, help me. Help me to retain your word. Listen, the problem ain't the word.
Amen.
Problem's not the sower. We're throwing it hard as we can. It's the ground that it's falling on. We ought to ask the Lord to fix our heart tonight. Y'all okay?
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. Y'all sing one verse. God dealing with your heart. Won't you come?